Our second story is also about two lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe. These lovers are especially famous because William Shakespeare used their story as part of his famous play, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Pyramus and Thisbe is similar in some ways to the story of Romeo and Juliet. The two young people live next to each other, but their parents won't let them meet. Their only way of meeting is by talking to each other through a small hole in the wall that separates their gardens.
Every morning, very early, they would go out into the hole in the wall and utter words of burning love to each other and talk about how cruel it was to be separated by a stone wall. But all this they did in their softest whispers, for fear that their parents would hear.
Finally, their love is so strong they decide to run away. They make a date to meet in the countryside under a fruit tree near a famous temple. Thisbe gets there first, but she sees a wild lion and runs away. As she runs, she drops her cloak, and the lion rips the cloak to pieces. Now, the lion has just killed and eaten a deer, so his mouth is all bloody, and some of this blood goes on Thisbe's cloak. Later, Pyramus turns up, sees the cloak and thinks, well, you can guess, can't you? He thinks his darling Thisbe has been killed by a lion. Pyramus is so unhappy, he plunges his sword into his side, and as he does so, all the white fruit on the fruit tree turns to red. And then Thisbe comes back and finds him lying in blood.
She flew to him and threw her arms around him. She kissed his cold lips and begged him to look at her. It's me, Thisbe, your dearest. Look at me. Pyramus opened his eyes for the last time, and as he closed them, he crossed over into death. And she took the sword from his hand and plunged it into her own side. If we cannot be together in life, I shall follow you into death.